Just go ahead and have a seat there. Okay, sir, could you state your name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Urshel Burns, number 109867.
Okay, Mr. Burns, we're present for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Luz Quinone. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for your hearing today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Burns, prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, sir, I'm representing myself.
All right, so you have some supporters here. Ms. Booth?
Yes.
Are you planning on speaking?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, are you going to be speaking?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name, sir?
Oda C. Mason.
Say it again.
Oda C. Mason.
Oda, O-D-A?
Yes, sir.
Oda Mason?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Burns?
Yes, sir.
Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you in. I'm going to swear. You also have two supporters here, Ms. Booth and Mr. Mason, as well. They're going to be here supporting you, so I need to swear everybody in at this time, okay? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Burns?
Yes,
sir. Okay. This is Karina?
Yes.
Ms. Karina Booth?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Oda Mason?
Yes, I do, sir.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Okay. Okay, so your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out in phase one. So we have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that you have the option of taking the fifth is that you do have a booking number and a DR number attached to your warrant. And these hearings are tape recorded, sir, so at any time the prosecutor or the defense attorney can subpoena whatever these records into court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a plastic bag with a clear, crystal-like substance known to be methamphetamine on March 25th, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to take the fifth?
Take the fifth, sir.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a pipe with burn residue known to be used for drug use on March 25th, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to take the fifth?
Take the fifth, sir.
All right. Sir, your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol with a minor child in the car on or about March 25th, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or you want to take the fifth?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, you took the fifth on the allegations 1 and 2. I am going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information on allegations 1 and 2.
Okay, allegation number 1. The following summary was derived from the report provided by Officer Wayne, number 24536, with Tempe Police Department. On 3/25/18, Officer Wayne conducted a traffic stop in the vicinity of West 5th Street and South Ash Avenue, Tempe, based on a call that individuals in a blue Hyundai Elantra were having a physical altercation while driving. When Officer Wayne approached the vehicle, he identified the driver as the offender, Burroughs Burns, and the passenger as Karina Booth. There was also an 11-year-old boy in the backseat of the car. The officer stated that as he was walking, as he was talking to the offender, he could smell the odor of alcohol on Burns' breath, and that his speech was slurred. Burns admitted to drinking beers earlier. A field sobriety test was performed on Mr. Burns, and he failed 4 out of the 6 cues. In addition, a breath analyzer test was performed, and he blew a 0.057%. It was determined that the offender was driving while under the influence of alcohol during his arrest. Burns was searched, and during his search of his person, the offender was found to have a glass pipe in his left pant pocket with burnt residue. In addition, a piece of plastic bag was found containing a white crystal-like substance known to be methamphetamine based on the officer's experience. Burns admitted that it was methamphetamine and that it belonged to a friend. The offender was arrested and charged with dangerous drug possession. The offender was transported and booked into the 4th Avenue Jail with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, and allegation number two?
Allegation number two.
I believe
it's the exact same as allegation number one.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Barnes in allegation number three, based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W0902 on allegations one and two, along with information received from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Burns was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, agreed by Mr. Second by Mr. Neal. Agreed. Oh, okay. Second by Mr. Quinones. Agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Burns, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two. But first, getting some additional information from Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you, Mr. Burns. Then we're going to hear from the two supporters that you have here. Then we're going to take any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, Mr. Burns, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Okay, Mr. Burns was released from prison on 8/17/2016, and he was arrested on 3/25/2018 by Tempe PD. New charges of aggravated DUI with a passenger under the age of 15. He was returned back to DOC on 3/28/18 with a release date of 11/15/2019, no absconding. Current convictions, 1999, count one, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions in 1994, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years and 6 months. 1998, count one, armed robbery, 21 years. This is his third term with ADC. He currently has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is 2. Substance abuse score is 3. STG information is he is suspected criminal street gang of Mountaintop Gangsters. Prior terms of supervision, there are none. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, rioting, drugs, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 1997, driving while intoxicated, he was fined. 1998, resisting arrest, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. And then the current charges they have, which are pending, he's got a GV score of G5, V6, and parole supervisor Bullock, the DUI out of Tempe PD. County attorney sent to Tempe PD to get more information. The case is still pending.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Barnes, I see that you were released on July 28th of 2016. You were approved to reside with your aunt, Neetha Bailey, located at 4626 East LaSalle in Phoenix. Will you still stand at that address? Looks like that's the address that you were paroled to, the entire time you were on parole. Will you still stand at that address, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it also says that you started working for Erickson Construction, and prior to your arrest, you were still working for Erickson Construction?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it looks like you have numerous UAs that you actually took going back to August 26th of 16, sir, and you had one, they were negative, you had two that were negative, and you had one positive for methamphetamine, THC, in October of 16, and then in November of 16, you had a positive for alcohol. December of 16, prior to UA, that was negative. And then in January of 17, you failed to produce. So it looks like it goes on throughout here that either you produced a negative one, a diluted one, or you were positive for alcohol. And that was the main issue where you were either diluted, negative, negative, positive for alcohol. So it says that as a result of the UAs, looks like your PO was really trying to work with you, sir. It says that in October of 16, you were referred to Arizona Common Grounds for Substance Abuse Treatment and Mentorship, as they have a program to help offenders with reentry, especially someone that did as much time as you had did as 20 years. It says because you were still coming up positive for alcohol, you admitted that you were drinking to cope with your stress, and you was placed in the Community Accountability Program for Substance Abuse Treatment in February 24. Prior to your arrest, you were still attending programs with CAP. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Says that you were reprimanded for a positive UA for marijuana and amphetamines October of 16, and you're told that you must stop using illegal substances, that the sanctions will increase if you continue to do so. Then in May of 17, you were given to have to take UAs twice a month for 60 days or when you were stable due to your continued alcohol use. And then looks like you were sanctioned to the Maricopa Reentry Center for positive UA for alcohol. And then October 17th, you were completed, and your supervision dropped to a minimum. You were no longer on increased visit, but was still seeing you once a month to make sure you remained stable. So and it looks like here in July of 17, that you were pulled over by the Phoenix Police Department for driving on a suspended license. You were remanded, and you signed condition that you could not operate a motor vehicle without the permission of your PO, proof of insurance, registration, and insurance. You were going through the CAP program with the Department of Motor Vehicle to get your license restored. Did you get your license restored, sir?
No, sir. In attempt to do so, I was misled by the MVD down at the municipal court, where I was told that I can go and apply for the CAP program, whatever. So when I went to do all that, I went to MVD after I got my papers for revocation papers. Sorry, I went to MVD. Excuse me. MVD pretty much told me that I cannot get them. Because I didn't, I guess after having been stopped over for driving my license after a year until I can get my license reinstated.
Okay. So it looks like also in January of 2018, Mesa Police Department arrested someone for misdemeanor shoplifting. And you said it wasn't you, but it was your cousin who used your name who committed the crime. And they didn't violate you on parole at that time. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, Mr. Burns, it definitely looks like your PO is working with you throughout this deal, that the use of alcohol and methamphetamine and put you in programs. What is the issue, sir? What is going on? You keep relapsing.
Well, basically, with alcohol and meth, like I said, first off, alcohol, yeah, I had a lot of stuff going on, whatever. I mean, I'm getting, my sister just told me that she was diagnosed with some stuff, whatever, breast cancer. I'm dealing with cutting her son, also a picture of his schooling at GCC, as well as trying to provide for my aunt and send her to our house financially. And then, of course, my fiance, 22, I mean, she has a father mix at the time. I'm also helping her out financially too as well. And I got overwhelmed. So in the midst of me doing that, and I went and I spoke to my supervisor. I mean, and I explained to him my situation. He told me, you know, if I can give him like 2 months of being the work on time and not being late or missing a day or so, that he would increase my pay. So I was in the midst of doing that. And to hear that my sister had this business over, and I was overwhelmed, and I just, I mean, I had a weak moment, and I mean, I just, there's no excuse, because excuse is a weakness, and like, there's no reason as to why I do things for care, because a reason is another hotel attempt at an excuse. I mean, I just had the weight over my shoulders. I mean, I just, you know, I slipped, I realized, but, you know, and as well, I'm in here right now, waiting to be placed on the AA class here. I'm taking MA now, as well as, you know, my fiance, my student, since she found class right there for me to take also upon getting up out of here, as well. I still have my job as we speak, so right now, according to supervisor, if I am, reinstated, and I know the odds are against me to be reinstated because of my history. Yes, Mr. Ramos was in extremely lean with me because he's seen that I never hear nothing from him. I was always upfront with him and honest. I never sugarcoated nothing. Like anything I encouraged ever, I went right to him too, and I explained to him, and he gave me chances. He gave me a lot of chances, and I greatly appreciate everything that all the chance that he gave me, because, like, I mean,
okay, Mr. Burns, we're going to hear from your supporters right now. And we have two supporters that are actually here, and I'll let them choose who wants to come up and speak first. Because our system is kind of malfunctioning, I need you to come stand right in between this podium and this mic here, because that's the mic that's working. And just state your name. Go ahead. Come on up, sir.
Okay.
Right there. Just state your name here, and go ahead and present
Otis
whatever.
Otis C. Mason.
Go ahead. I was talking over you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Otis C. Mason.
Okay, Mr. Mason.
Good to see you all today. This is all new for me because I practically grew up with him. He's my cousin, and my blood relative, and he's kept me out of a lot of trouble. Most of the time, he would, you know, get himself in trouble to keep me out, but to know that, you know, maybe it was his pride not reaching out to us that can help him, to have a better support system for him. And then I know that the things that he was trying to do on his own, may be at his own fault, that he should have been more reaching out to us that can help him, and be more supportive for him as a better support system. And I'm learning now that a lot of things that were hide from me, not just probably the ones that were more closer to him than me, because this is my older cousin, and he's his fiance. She came from long distance. She traveled and moved here, so she really don't have no other support other than him. And now, you know, now he's gone. Now the rest of us have to step up, because I don't want him to lose what he has built so far, because he's been in and out of our lives for 18 years. And I know he can do better, but I don't know if we failed him as far as a support system, or the ones who he had around him as a support system, or the decisions that he made on his own, thinking that he'd be better off doing it on his own than asking us for help. And I'm here to assure the board that they will have a better support system than me, and those that they are willing and able to, you know what I'm saying, to support him better than those that he had been having around him. Because to my understanding, that he's been trying to support those he had around him on his own. And instead of them supporting him, he's been supporting them. And I'm here to let the board know that if you do reinstate him, that the support system that he'll have from now on in the future will be a better one for him and not for us.
Okay. Do we have any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Just say your name, because we're recording. Okay. Say your name. And
my name is Karina Precious Booth.
Okay.
And I am Marcel's fiance. He proposed to me about a couple of months ago. I am, in fact, when I first moved down here, I moved from a very abusive home thinking that I was going to move into something better, as my mother is a struggling drug addict. And I was not aware of the situation. I did not know she lost her home and her daughter. So I had no place to go. And Arcel has been financially helping me since then. He's also been my, not only my support, but my son's support as well. As my son is definitely taking the drastic change kind of very, very hard. He's acted out in school to most points that I'm even getting called off of work to come and pick him up. And ever since Arcel has been into his life, he's helped him cope with it. And he's gotten better, and he's done better inside school, letting him know that you act up in school, that acting up out here is not even going to be, it's going to be the same thing. There's going to be a consequence, that there's a place called jail, and you don't want to go there. He has been an emotional support for me, dealing with, like I said, my mother, a struggling drug addict. So I have no family. I have no one out here. In fact, he's been all I have. And now hearing that he has been under a lot of stress, not realizing that I wasn't being enough. I was putting so much on him and realized what I have taken for granted. And I wish that I had been better, and I wish I would have been there to talk to him more, to get him to understand that you know, that what you're dealing with now, you're not only putting yourself in jeopardy, but you now have this small child that is with you, that has attached himself to you. We've been together for a year. And everywhere he goes, my son has to follow. I can't barely get any time with myself with him. So I want to say I'm sorry. Wish I knew all of this. I knew he was in jail for a long time, in prison for a long time, and I knew what for. The other charges from previously back in the 1994-98, I wasn't aware that they were that big. Taking him away from his family, it is damaging, but it's not going to be just damaging to us, it's going to be damaging to my son, who has already been through a drastic change. Adding another one onto him, I'm not sure what will happen. He has a lot of things he is really trying to strive and do better. He is going to his classes of the book that I remember seeing was The Prison, How to Escape the Prison in Yourself, the ones in Mesa. And he was in fact going to work every day. Yet sometimes he would be late on certain problems, and the times that he was in fact caught while driving was either coming home from work or to work, driving without a license. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So when you guys were stopped by, what were you guys arguing about when you were stopped by the police?
We were arguing, we had the whole domestic thing, that was a big misunderstanding, and I kind of hate how what took place and how he pleaded guilty, because it was something that I could fight. An argument was about the situation that had happened between me and his aunt. Unfortunately.
That's good. Okay. And you moved out here from where?
Maine.
And what made you move out here?
My mom at first.
So your mom's out here, or she was out here?
She is.
Okay.
I just don't know where she is.
Okay. Mr. Quinones?
Just a quick thing. I don't know how the board's going to vote today, because we don't talk about the cases before we come in here, but...
Yes.
You do understand that if, should the board vote to return to community supervision, there's a high probability that he's going to be in some sort of rehab.
Yes.
I mean, I guess the reason why I say that is because I actually, you have my sympathy about your son being removed from him, great support network of people on the outside, but it does come down to him, and, you know, I think it's just important to point out that regardless of how we vote today, he's going to need some rehab.
Yes, I understand that, and that's something that I will definitely stand by and help him with. I am currently helping my mom with that. You know, I go and I visit her in the rehabilitation center as well. It's not a rehabilitation center, it's a detox center. So, and I go by and I visit her. I am full support of the rehab, and I will do as much as I can to
say. Thank you. I certainly don't mean to talk down to you. I feel bad because I know that regardless of what the circumstances are, he's going to have to deal with that. So, thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, just in checking, I wanted to check. There is currently a felony hold with MPPD on him.
Yeah, it just says pending. Okay.
And if that includes, I ask you, sir.
All right, Mr. Barnes?
Yes, sir.
Sir, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yes, sir. I made a mockery of my decision, I made a debauchery of certain choices that I made. Hearing my parents speaking, hearing my fiance speak, kind of like, you know, set me to a whirlwind, because, like, I realized down what I, you know, how I let her down, let him down, just to find them, but keeping a lot of stuff bottled up, whatever, not being able to speak to him. But I'm willing to accept any rehab. I'm willing to accept the house arrest for the remainder of my full time if I'm eligible to be reinstated. And I mean, if any substance abuse classes, AA, NA, whatever class that I have to do, pay for a class, whatever, I still have my job. This was the first job that I've ever had in life, and I was able to obtain this job by a course that I took the last time I was down. And this complex of construction technology, and this is the first real job that I've ever had in life. I mean, I'm like, this is like I worked for it, and I earned it, and I got it. And it's like, you know, I'm sacrificing the love of my life, I'm sacrificing my employment, and my family must actually love me because of a decision that I made one night that's all a blur to me, but. So I wanted to accept, I understand that somewhere that the TP was there as a felony hold on me. I filed a motion 8.2B for all known and unknown charges he brought against me, and the clerk of the court responded back to me saying that, you know, those charges have been filed against me yet, and I'm not sure as to why not. I've tried to get him to, you know, to move forward with it, and he haven't. So, I'm at the mercy of Donald Bull to see if I can be reinstated to where there's some release and they choose to bring the charges up, because I've never ran from no court. I've always made all my court dates, whatever. I've never absconded. And I'm not asking for a second chance. I'm asking for a last chance to right my first wrong. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Barnes. The board's going to go into discussion at this time. While the board's in discussion, sir, I want you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. During the discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. It appears Mr. Barnes is pretty honest in knowing what some of his faults are and problems are that he has to do with adjusting Like he said, he spent 20 years incarcerated and got out. He was out. I tell you, the problems that I'm having is that I do understand the family issues that he's going through with his fiance, and I feel sympathized with the young kid or her child, and the cousin wanting to reach out. But Mr. Barnes was out of prison 2 months before he started using meth, amphetamines, and smoking marijuana. He was out 2 months. And then in 3 months, he was positive again for alcohol. And it just looks like the entire time that he's been out since 2016, he's continued to use alcohol and continued to use methamphetamine. And it's apparent that his PO has gone way beyond out of the way to try to assist him during the period of time. Mr. Ramos, his CO, has worked with him and put him in programs, and Mr. Burns has completed some of those programs that he was actually put in, and he got out of the programs and continued to either use alcohol or a drink. He was driving on a suspended or revoked license at the time that he was. Part of his prison time was doing that for an aggravated DUI. And then he had another DUI in 1988. And so, and I am just having a hard time. I do sympathize. I think that Mr. Barnes can be rehabilitated, but he has to make that decision up that he really wants to turn that corner himself. And I just don't see him, based on his past record, as really making that decision to turn his life around. I mean, he's had numerous chances, and now he does have another felony aggravated DUI that's pending out of Tempe. That still is a pending charge that he has on right now. That he had the charges of aggravated DUI, as well as having a minor child in the car during the time, and driving on a suspended license. It was none of those things he should have been doing it. He had got cited for a DUI and driving on a suspended license. His PO gave him a break and didn't revoke him at that period of time when he had that. When he had that, and he's not supposed to be driving without the permission of his PO. Not supposed to be driving, period, without the permission of his PO, and not have a, and to have proof of insurance, proof of registration, proof of insurance, proof of ownership at the time. And that was the stipulation that was added to him by his PO when he was got the first ticket for signing. I understand the issues over the last year, but this has been going on for since 2016, these issues. I think that in spite of all the issues that Mr. Barnes said that he is having with his sister, his fiance, his family, and trying to live up to all of that, I think the biggest thing Mr. Barnes has to do is live up to himself and make a decision about what he wants to do with his life and not fault everybody else, because if he straightens out his life, then he'll be better able to assist the others. He said while he's incarcerated, I think he says he's waiting to get enrolled in the AA classes, but I think he needs to take this time while he's in there, really work on getting himself together, attend some AA classes, and really any alcohol or drug-related programs that he can get himself into while he's incarcerated, but outside of all of the outside pressures that he may have. And if he does that, I think that when he's released, although he has a period of time that he's not due to be released until November 15th of 2019, when he's due to release, that's a long period of time, but he needs to take that time to really get himself together, focus on himself, and I think that if he does that, when he gets out, he can be a productive citizen, and hopefully won't go back and get incarcerated again. But I do think he needs to take this time that he has incarcerated, that look at getting himself together and work on getting himself together, and he does have family support so that when he gets out, he can work with his family support. He won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. So that is my reasoning at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion and move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Barnes find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did relapse and was using drugs as well as methamphetamine, and he does have a possible prior felony that is pending at this time.
Second.
Agreed. Mr. Barnes?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you could hear the board as we're in discussion, sir. I do understand the issue is and the things that you're going through. However, sir, you've had it numerous times to get it together, and you know, since you were released, 2 months after you were released, you were already using alcohol and methamphetamine, and you continued throughout the time that you've been out to use alcohol and methamphetamine, sir. I think that you are sincere about getting yourself together, but you know, with the pressures that you have with your sister, your girlfriend, your fiance, and your family, so you got to focus on getting yourself together, because you're not going to do anybody any good, Mr. Barnes, until you can focus on getting yourself together. You do have family support as well as support from your fiance, but you have to focus on getting yourself together first, sir. I would hope that while you're still there and incarcerated, that you get involved in some programs. Take any AA or NA classes or drug-related classes that you can actually take, that you can get yourself stronger so that when you are released, sir, that when you get out, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, and you won't have to report to a parole officer, sir, and you can be a stronger individual and a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. You will be released on November 15th of 2019, sir. I do want to take the time and opportunity, Mr. Barnes, to thank you for taking the opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you. I also want to thank Ms. Booth as well as Mr. Mason for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude this hearing at this time. Thank you.